This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 428 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and joining me from CreativePhotoWorkshops.com.au, Mr. Glyn Lavender. We've got to be quick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good too. Yeah, it's good. That's all right. Quick.
Yep, good. How you been?
Well, so here's the thing, Bruce.
Yeah.
So I've got a migraine.
Right.
And I've often thought, I've often thought that when I've got a migraine, I've often thought that it kind of, I've often thought that it kind of lowers my IQ somewhat.
Right.
And see, that's a problem when you're starting with a low base.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't.
Doesn't bode well.
Pardon?
Never mind.
Yeah, so I've had a bad week.
Right.
So I had man flu.
Oh, that's very good.
For a day.
Right, okay.
Which is, you'd have to say, of your speedier man flus.
Yeah.
But I happen to have man flu in the middle of summer, so summer man flu, I think, is like, there is no greater disease on the planet.
Right.
And I see these, all these charities raising money for all these worthy causes, but I don't see no summer man flu charity.
Right, okay.
And I think, I was going to start a GoFundMe page.
Fair enough.
But, I was so plogged up in the head last Thursday, by the time I finally got it done, when I set the page up, I was cured.
Right. Excellent.
So I thought it was somewhat, not good to ask for money.
Right.
For a disease that you no longer seem to have.
Yeah, true.
So I was going to start the migraine, GoFundMe migraine page today, but my head hurt too much to look at the bright screen.
Right.
Didn't do that. Funds can be sent via your PayPal account, I think, at the bottom of the Shutters.
Excellent. Well, we can certainly make this a short one if we need to. So.
Oh, what? A short what?
A podcast.
Do you record these talks?
Yes, I do.
Really? For what purpose?
Who knows? Sharing it with the greater wide world.
Well, it's not great after they listen to us. The lesser. How's your week been? Has it been? Has it been weekly?
It has been weekly.
Has it been week WEE or WEA?
Oh yeah, a bit of both. Haven't pulled the camera out yet. However,
how can you justify to your wife?
I know.
All this money and the fact that you're going to want to buy more stuff if you're not using it.
Yeah, I know.
If you're using it, you can justify more stuff.
So this Saturday night coming, which will be the evening before this podcast came out, speaking in the future tense as I am now.
The future tense in the past.
That's right. Is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.
Which one are you?
I'm neither. But I thought that I might just head down to Sydney on Saturday night and, it gives me an excuse to get the camera out and go for a walk and just take some photos of some of the colourful characters on the street. And
so you just take just your 16 to 35?
I don't have a 16 to 35.
I thought you bought it really wide. Didn't you buy a wide angle?
I bought a 15 mil prime.
Oh, okay. Well, just go there with just your 15 mil then.
Yeah, but you see, the 15 mil's manual focus.
Oh, dear.
So I'm thinking the 28-75.
15 at F8.
You reckon? Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
It's going to be in focus.
Okay.
And just get wide and close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get in at the shot. You don't want to see photos of someone standing on the sideline photographing a parade.
Right. No.
You may as well stand in the street corner and photograph cars going past. I mean, it's about as interesting.
Right.
Really, when you think about it. But if you get wide and close and in the face, well, then you've got some life in those photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge – I'm not sure what the security and the – whether they
– Oh, look, trying to get near the fence to see the parade go by, you've got to be there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which I'm not going to be. But I'm sort of thinking more so after the parade, when the barriers come down and everyone's just going about their nightlife in Oxford Street in Sydney, it'll be pretty manic.
Yeah.
So
I reckon they're 15 mil and just get in people's faces.
Yeah.
Get completely out of your normal zone.
Yep.
And just get right in there. And you're going to have more fun.
Oh, totally.
If you're 1 foot away from these people.
Yeah.
And they're all having a party and you're going to be dancing and bouncing around, you're going to get right in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, it also, one camera, one lens, it's a bit simpler to get around too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about changing stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to set you a challenge because you can do whatever you damn well please, but I reckon.
Go the 15, you reckon?
If you want to have a photo that's going to have some impact.
Okay.
Something that's going to stand out.
Okay.
You know, do that. And, yeah, and then when you're walking the streets.
Yeah.
Go find some great light and where people are, don't just shoot any old place. Find where the people are lit well.
Yeah.
And interestingly, and get in there, they might have all sorts of stuff going on that's adding colourful lights or whatever, and you get into those spots where you've got some highlight and contrast rather than just flat light or flat lack of light.
Yeah.
If you find great light and wait at it, even if those people move on, there'll be more people coming to it,
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. So we want to see the photos next episode?
Absolutely. I'll get something. I can't promise it'll be great, but I'll get something.
If I find you taking photos off your TV screen, dude, there's ways of telling.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are.
That Channel 10 logo in the bottom corner is a bit of people,
gives it away every time.
Also the reflection of yourself in it. So.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted you've sort of taken the ball on the last three episodes of giving away the naming rights to the episode. Well, I'm doing it this week. So we're giving it to Leona Devon.
Who and why?
Because Leona is one of my YouTube Dark Table video watchers. And after I shared information about the podcast, being the ruthless self-marketer that I am, I waited until episode 29 before I mentioned that I had a photography podcast.
You gotta get him in.
That's right.
That's why we're waiting 400 or 500 episodes to do a decent one.
That's right.
Yeah, we want to draw people in.
Building up to it, yeah. So Leona said, another informative and well-demonstrated video. I have found and subscribed to your podcast too. Will keep me entertained and educated on my commute to and from work.
Okay, so she's watching The Dark Table for the education.
Yes.
Obviously. she's not getting none of that here. I'm telling you right now. So Leona, I'm happy to. I'm just a little concerned.
Right.
Because I had a real reason love to have her aboard, fabulous. Leona, fabulous, welcome aboard. We love you here already. Yeah, you're one of our more intelligent listeners.
Could you wait it until 400 episodes in?
Pretty much, I was going to name this the George Georgiatis episode.
Come on.
I was. Because here's the thing, Bruce, during the week, a lot of my Facebook folk were posting photos that they've been using some app.
Right.
They put their photograph of themselves in now, and it does like a 30-year, what they're going to look like in 30 years.
Oh, okay.
Sort of stuff. So they were doing that. So I thought, a bit of a laugh, I'll do my own.
Yep.
Sadly, it came up with a coffin.
Right.
So I'm figuring, it doesn't say that's going to happen in 30 years, but sometime in the next 30, which could mean next week.
Right.
It could mean this week. So I'm figuring I better get George's episode. Okay, happy to call it the Leona episode. As long as you promise me, if I cark it in the next week before the next episode,
right,
you'll posthumously name the episode, Glenn wanted to call this the George episode.
Deal.
He's getting closer. That's what I'm saying. He's on the cusp
of
having an episode named after him.
Oh, he's had at least two.
No, he's had the George.
And he was in the trifecta. No, he's had his time.
He's getting close. No, he's got it. He's going to have his own episode. I'll tell you. Yeah. So the only, of course, the big positive plus side for George is if I do pop my clogs,
yeah,
he won't have to put up with me in Africa.
No.
Yeah, it's a win-win, really. He's got an episode named after him and no me. Yeah.
Excellent.
Do you know what I did this week in the world of photography? You did nothing. You didn't even pick up a camera.
No.
I did even almost less.
Right. How do you do less?
I did one of my favourite things.
Yeah?
I had to put together a top five.
Of?
Well, you know how top five of any damn thing. You know how much I love anything.
Oh,
top
okay. Anything. Yes.
But I had to put together the top five tips for travel photography.
Right. When you say you had to, why did you have to?
Well, it's we're putting together an ebook.
Who is?
Myself and all my other Discovery Photo Tour leaders.
Oh, okay.
So we're all contributing to an ebook, images and tips, and it's going out to 2 million, a 2 million subscriber database.
Wow.
Which is rather nice. It's a good volume. I should make a mention of the podcast in there. We could get another listener over 2 million.
You think? Well, you should make listening to this podcast as one of the tips, because it'll help you sleep off the long travel between destinations.
It's a way of getting rid of jet lag, you think?
Yes.
There you go. So I strummed together a top five. So I was thinking photography.
Right.
It had to be aimed at low-end amateurs, meaning not the fanatical photographer amateur, right. but family photographers.
So can you share the five tips, or is it embargoed?
I can give you some loose. Did I mention my IQs are going down? Loose. I'll give you a summary.
Right. You do that.
So remember, so this is aimed at the family photographer.
Yep.
Who's going away with fam on vacation.
Yep.
Tip number one, get up early, get back early.
Yep.
So get up, before sunrise, get out, capture the sunrise, bring back a coffee for your wife.
Yeah.
Or husband.
Yep.
You know, so I was doing that on my last family vacation a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But I was getting up early in the morning going fly fishing.
Right.
And where we were staying, we had no coffee making facilities or any instant. So everyone, I'd go out at Sparrows, before sunrise, fish for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Stop by town on the way back, pick up a lovely, nice, steaming cup of coffee, go back, wake them all up.
Excellent.
So that's the if you're traveling with family, there's nothing better than getting up early. I mean, you've got some great light.
Yeah.
Generally, so an opportunity to get a few shots and away you go.
Yep.
I've been harping on this a bit lately, and so I did my A versus the.
Right.
Don't be a travel street photographer necessarily always when you're walking around photographing a person walking past, because it doesn't mean an awful lot. Yeah, but if you're traveling, go and talk to the people, meet the people, and then photograph the person,
right.
A versus the. So I'm very much the photographer rather than a photographer. So the big thing is get out there and walk everywhere with a smile on your face. Interact and how much more fun's a holiday going to be anyway?
Yeah.
Change your viewpoint. It's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of using the analogy of why drone photography is so popular, because that bird's eye viewpoint is such a perspective we don't normally see. So how do we get to change stuff up?
Yeah.
Now, of course, I've got a few hundred words on each tip I've sort of fleshed out.
Yep.
Zoom in, walk back.
Right.
Or zoom out,
walk in. Yeah.
Which is what I'm kind of telling you to do with your 15mm.
Yep.
Get wide, get close. It's going to have impact.
Yep.
Get back, zoom in. It's going to isolate your subject from the surroundings. So you've got two different ways of telling a story, which you can do very easily with a point-and-shoot compact camera.
Yeah,
and the last one is how to travel around places. You go to New York, for example, and you're gonna have your bucket list of stuff you're gonna tick off. I want to see this. I want to see this. I want to see this. I want to photograph that. Whatever. But what you tend to find is you can hop around a place doing that and not see the place,
right?
Because you go from A to B to C to D to E to tick off the items on the list.
Yeah.
So I say you should always dedicate at least half a day to a Green Man walking tour.
Right.
You know the Green Man walking tour?
I've never heard the saying, but I can appreciate what it means. It means you walk up to an intersection and whichever side's allowing pedestrians to cross, you go that way.
Right. Until the next set of lights, there you go. Whichever one comes first, every time. And it will take you down streets and lanes and places you'd never considered going. And what do you see when you go down these places?
Yeah, things you would never have anticipated.
But you also see the real life of the city.
Yeah.
You're going to see people getting up, people living, people, how they work, how they play, how they eat, or, you know, the life of the actual city itself, not just its spots. So there were my five tips. Oh, then I threw a bonus one in. Hang on a sec. I've gone crazy, Bruce.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I've added somewhere in the region of, it's because my IQ is dripping down, I'm going to say 20% more tips for their money.
Yes.
Yeah. It's to simply fill the frame.
Yep. Absolutely.
Don't get too much of the crap in the photo.
Yep.
Fill the frame with the subject. Make that interesting.
Yep.
So that was a good little exercise and sorting through and trying to find some supporting images to go with that. So that kept myself occupied for most of the day.
Nice.
Surprisingly. Took a lot longer than I expected. If it's going to 2 mil folk, I wanted to do it a bit of justice.
Yeah, nice.
So that was my week of photography, basically.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, as much as I haven't picked up the camera, I have this week been revisiting some of my, shall we say, greatest hits of the last 10 years in Darktable.
That wouldn't have taken long, would it?
Thank you. Just using some of the techniques that I've spoken about on the videos that I've produced. Yeah, one of the great things about doing this YouTube channel is that I will sit down and research, you know, a particular module in Darktable before I create the video so that I...
Which is good, so you have some idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. And what I have...
Wish more YouTubers would do that.
Oh, tell me about it. And so what I've found is that the further I've gone along with this video series, the more I'm getting out of Darktable myself, because suddenly I'm getting an even better appreciation for how these tools can work than what I thought I already understood. And so it's prompted me to go back and reprocess some of my images. And you recall about 5 years ago, Kath and Max and I did a road trip to Western Australia and back. And some of the images that I shot on that trip, I've reprocessed. Terrible. And just, you know, there's one particular shot of a lake, and I've just, you know, I've now got this rendered version of the raw file as a JPEG, and every monitor I look at it on, I just go, wow, that image just pops. It's just the best rendition of it I've ever had, you know.
Wow.
So
what did you do different?
Well, it's just the processing in Darktable, just the way I've approached it. There's a new module that came out in the new version of Darktable, which dropped on Christmas Eve, called the Filmic module, and it's designed to mimic film. And
it doesn't action. Well,
no, absolutely not. There's about 8 different sliders in this module, and you need to tweak every one of them for the image that you're processing. There is no auto function. Well, actually, I think there is an auto function, but I don't use it because I find it goes a bit too overboard. But yeah, so I've been, you know, just mucking around, reprocessing some images and just having an absolute ball and, you know, getting much better interpretations of these RAWs than I've ever seen before. And cool. I'm just loving that. Yeah, so...
I have to send you some of my photos.
Please do. But you only shoot JPEG.
No, I've got some RAWs.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because, I'd rather someone else do my post-processing than me.
Mate, I'd be happy to.
I'll send you a tour's worth.
Nah, happy to.
Here's 6,000 raws, Bruce. Call me in a week.
Mate, happy to. Really, honestly.
I'll load some up to a... And here's the thing, and this is something I encourage other people to do anyway.
Process someone else's photos.
Yeah, or get someone else to process yours.
Yep, for sure.
Because, especially if you're not there, you know, the person's not there when you're doing the shooting, they don't have the emotional connection, they don't have the reality of what was there. And so sometimes their post-work can really open up stuff that you've never considered.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that'd be interesting. We'll do that.
So the image which will be the, the feature image on this podcast episode will be that particular image that I've just been speaking about, this shot of the lake that is just, you know, the colours and the just everything about it just has really grabbed me because it's the best version of that image I've ever had. So, yeah.
Well, looks like I'll have to actually go and look at the podcast.
You will. So we had a couple of emails from Rob Coates this week. The first one, he said, just in case you hadn't heard, at least it is a portrait, sort of. This is npp.portrait.gov.au, the National Photographic Portrait Prize 2019. And this particular image that he's sent us, it's the winner for 2019, is Alana Holmberg was the photographer for her portrait, Greta in Her Kitchen. And it's an interesting shot. I don't know if you're looking at the image, but...
I've seen it. It's actually a photographer from the Photographic Studies College here in Melbourne.
Right.
So
it's a very interesting take.
It is.
But as Rob said, at least it is a portrait.
Well, I'd say not only is it a portrait, it's had no editing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, the massive overexposure in parts of the image.
Yep.
You know, the loss of detail. It almost looks like it's been shot on film, so that's a possibility too. Yeah. I don't necessarily have a problem with the image. I don't know
that I'd give it the National Photographic Portrait Prize, personally.
But that's because it's not our taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's
But it's out of the box, you know.
It's different. Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Yeah. Yep. If you scroll down, they've got the other images that were, considered.
Yeah.
And there's some there that are, you go, well, I'm not really quite sure why you do that either.
Absolutely. I was thinking exactly that. There was some in there that I just go, really? How did that even get a look in as a contender? But some of them were really good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's a good cross-section. As you say, they are all photographs, which somewhat refreshing.
Nice change of pace, yes.
For a photo competition, obviously.
The other email that Rob sent us said, don't know if this would be worth a mention. And this was on abc.net.au, and it's a Perth-based amateur photographer snaps dragonhead in aurora borealis over Iceland. And
I don't see it.
Pretty much tells you it. You don't see it?
No.
Okay. Well, the link will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to have a look at the photo. I can see the shape of the dragon's head. But,
Paradelia.
And what is paradelia, Glenn?
It's the what the brain does, but it sees patterns and tries to make sense of it.
Oh,
tries to attribute shapes and not mold them.
Right. I think your IQ's coming back, mate. You must be getting better.
Well, you're just so dumb, one of the two.
Anyway, link will be in the show notes. Glenn, I have to say, I am absolutely thankful to the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're welcome, dude.
For petapixel.com.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Seriously, without Petapixel,
we wouldn't have a podcast?
I would be lost. Do you know why I'd be lost?
No.
Because I would have no idea that this photo shows sharks inside a wave.
Ah, yes.
Like, if it wasn't for the title of the blog post, I would have no idea of what I was looking at.
But this is why people name their photographs, so you understand what's going on.
Oh, thank you, Captain Obvious at Petapixel.
I used to listen to it. There's a great radio duo in Canada.
Right.
They used to have a little segment called Mr. Obvious. Right. And this character, Mr. Obvious, would come in and people would call in. Okay. But it was always the same guy calling in every week. And it was always, long time listener, first time caller sort of thing. And the scenarios were hilarious. I think you can listen to them on YouTube. So if you want a good laugh at some point, Mr. Obvious.
Right.
Some hilarious stuff. Yes. So thank you. Thank you very much. Also, we thank Petapixel in general for our podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
And having said that, the other post they've got on there on the underwater photography,
yes,
there's some pretty special stuff in there too.
Yeah, and so I only saw this come up in my feed today and, yeah, thought, oh, yeah, I've got to add this to the list of stuff to discuss because there were some lovely images in here. I particularly love the wide-angle winner called Gentle Giants.
Yeah, you want an imaginative name for a photo of a whale. Wow.
But just great composition. Like, I love the fact that they were able to be right behind the whale.
Yeah, no one's ever done that.
Yeah, but the whale is swimming in a straight line, which means that wouldn't have been an easy position to get into because the water...
They could be very fast swimmers. Well, or the whale could be going very slowly.
Yeah, maybe. Whale's just had lunch and he's just languishing about, not doing anything. Anyway... Who knows?
But yeah, it's a nice enough image, but it's I've seen 50 others like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think there's more interesting shots in there.
Yeah, which ones did you like?
I kind of like the turtle.
He says, "Oh, now I've got to actually have a look at them."
I like the turtle.
The turtle caught in the netting.
Yeah. Looks very tasty.
Yep.
And the one below it, the
jellyfish.
The marine compass, that's just the way that kind of it almost looks like it's an otherworldly outer space thing, and capturing the earth in its tendrils. So I mean that stuff, I've never seen a shot like that before.
No, true.
So that sort of certainly stands out as something pretty powerful. And the rest are all kind of same.
Yep.
But there's one of a stingray from underneath. Is it a manta ray?
Oh, yes.
Stingray?
Fly high and smile.
That was the portrait winner.
Yeah, I love it.
It was just hilarious, yeah. So there are other I think, more dynamically interesting. I mean, the one of the diver with the arc of fish over him is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. That was the black and white runner-up.
Yeah, so there's some good stuff there that's not the plain obvious, oh, here's another whale swimming long shot.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, it was from behind.
So what have you got to throw in this week?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Nothing except for a couple of things.
Oh, well, you didn't send me anything up front. So
it's on the Skype box.
No, it's not. It's not.
It is, because I've just clicked the link to get it myself.
There it is. When did that come through?
Jeez. You call yourself an audio engineer. So this guy turned a car parking monitor into a $25 external screen for his Canon 5D.
Okay. What's a car parking monitor?
Yeah, the little screens they use for, so when you're backing up your car and you can see your car on the screen, the little screen.
Oh, okay.
So these are the do-it-yourself or external ones. If you buy a car that doesn't have a built-in screen and backup camera, you can buy your own kits to do it yourself.
Right.
This guy's got the little $25 little monitor
and converted
it to go on the hot shoe of his camera to be a tiltable screen his camera doesn't have a tiltable screen.
Awesome.
And I thought that was pretty cool. And for $25, that's American, so it's $1,200 Australian or something. That's pretty good.
That's very clever.
So it could be a bit of fun for any of people out there who like a bit of a fiddle, a bit of a play. So that's one little thing that I thought was kind of interesting.
Yep.
Kind of cool. Then there was the next thing, which was for you.
Yes, the Sony 135 1.8.
That's a nice looking lens, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be 25.8.
That would be weighty, I would imagine.
It'd be some weight, isn't
it? Yep.
Yeah.
But looking at some of the images from it, it's for those who love their bokeh, that's the lens you want.
Now I put the same link in twice here.
Right.
Just for something different. But also,
what is the second link meant to be?
Well, the new Samsung phones that were announced this week, and also the Huawei. They're both within a couple of days of each other introduced folding phones.
Yes,
with folding screens.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking about where's that tech going to come into cameras?
Yep.
So you can imagine if you've got we're just talking a minute ago about having a video monitor. Imagine if you had a little flexible screen on the back of your camera. That's the normal sort of 3.5-inch whatever screen.
Yep.
ethics. But when you've maybe got it set up on a tripod, you could pull that script in the air and then fold it open four times. You've now got like a – no, because you could. You could double fold and fold. You know, all of a sudden you've got like a 7-inch monitor, 8-inch monitor to do your video on, built into your camera.
Yeah.
That's a huge potential. These cameras have the ability to, you know, imagine you're doing your landscape stuff and rather than trying to look through the viewfinder or looking at a small screen, it's hard to see. Yeah. You've now got an 8-inch screen built into your camera.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty, the phone, that's pretty cool, but I could see potentially some great photographic use down the track.
Yeah.
And the last thing was, this is a bit right up your alley because it's really nerdy.
Yeah.
A photographer friend of mine in the US has been playing around with a UHF radio.
Right.
An antenna made out of tape measures.
Okay. Yeah,
chopped up to tape measures. And his phone with an app on it. And what he does, and he's got a couple of apps. And what he's doing is basically he's tracking the International Space Station.
Okay.
When the International Space Station's coming over, he's got this little ham radio tuned to a particular frequency.
Oh, and you're kidding.
And he aims the antenna at the International Space Station.
Yeah.
And the International Space Station is broadcasting historic images from NASA.
Are you kidding?
Via a particular radio frequency. So this antenna, if you get it lined up properly.
Oh, so UHF, as in like they're broadcasting like a TV station?
Yep, yep. So wow. They're broadcasting. You're picking it up with the antenna.
Yeah.
It's making the like the old dial-up noise on through the UHF. And then his phone, he's got an app that decodes it and turns it into an image.
That's crazy.
It's so, so cool. And it's just, I think what a cool project to play with, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's somewhat photographic related, you know, because you can do photo stuff with it.
Yeah.
But I was really, really, really impressed. I thought it was such a cool concept, you know.
Yeah, right.
And he's doing all sorts of other little things. So he's going to keep me posted as he goes along. But I'll flick through a couple of the images he's been doing for you. Cool. Doing so you can see them and have a look at that. That's the files they've
right.
And there's my David Jones.
Where's that?
So it's just coming through now. The next photo.
Oh, there's another photo. Oh, okay.
And that's him holding his antenna made out of
tape
measures. What a cool little experiment that is for the nerds among us. You know?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So and you get your timing right, and he says that you can get the speed of transfer allows him to get 2 to 3 images over a 10-minute pass.
Wow.
So they do like a broadcast an image for 2 minutes, then they have a 2-minute gap, then another image, and they just do that. So it's a special thing they're doing.
Right.
But it was really cool. It's image related, but you've got to kind of get involved.
Yeah, totally. I wouldn't have thought you'd get 10 minutes of the ISS over your patch of sky because I've seen how fast it travels.
That's in the move pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. I would have thought you'd only get 60 seconds at most before it's across. Hey?
I'm not going to say it's that fast.
It does, man. I've watched it. Okay.
Maybe my horizon's longer than yours.
Maybe.
Yeah, are you looking out your window? Because your window's not very wide. That's not the whole sky.
No, mate. I have stood outside and watched it.
Your car room mirror. It's not the whole world. Yeah. I would say, I'd be surprised if it was 10 minutes, but I would certainly say it's 4 or 5 or 6.
Right, okay.
I would imagine. I've watched it many a time.
Yeah.
Because I've got a little app on my phone that you can hold up in the sky and it shows you everything that's in the sky, and you can track where the space station is and the Hubble telescope and all those kind of things.
Yep.
Kind of another nerdy thing. So you've got the gay Mardi Gras, gay yep. lesbian Mardi Gras this weekend. I was supposed to have a photo shoot. Not till next week, actually. I was going to have a photo shoot next Thursday, but it's been changed to Wednesday. That's all I've got planned at the moment.
Right.
I'm still just doing nothing.
Right. Fair enough.
It's like really, isn't it?
Excellent.
But if I stop napping,
yes.
this last week I've had some serious naps, Bruce. They've been dropping into the 4 to 5 hour mark.
Fantastic.
I'm considering them starting to leave the realm of the nap and started into the world of sleep.
Excellent.
Hey, hey, hey. There you are. So that's it for me. That's it. We're done.
All right. Excellent. Well, happy to have a short one.
How long do we talk for tonight, Bruce? How long do we bother these people?
35 minutes or thereabouts.
35 minutes of bothering. That's not bad.
Yes. Well, mate, you have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Hopefully you're feeling better soon.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shutters Inc. Another audiotu.com quality podcast. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.